Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I'm your host, Kay, and it's just me today. So, you know, it's gonna be a short one. But I thought I would just hop on here. So last week I did not record an episode. I had a few things going on that made me not want to do it, to be honest. But I thought I'd just kind of hop on here and kind of give like a little update on some things, like as far as my training has looked a little differently lately, my diet, and stuff like that. Just kind of talk about that a little bit tonight because it's Monday night and this is going up in like 4 hours. But yeah, so it's gonna be a short one again, but we'll just get into our segments. So let me pull it up here. My food of the week. Well, yesterday we were over at my parents to celebrate some birthdays, and my dad made some ribs and brisket, and it was so good. It is so safe to say I got my protein goals in yesterday because I could not stop eating. It was so tasty. The meat like fell off the bone of the ribs. It was just like perfect. Loved it. My lift of the week probably would have to be going back to pole day. I did pole day yesterday as well. Yesterday was just a good day. But we hit 3 pull-ups in a row, which is more than I've ever been able to do. I just recently have been able to like actually do a pull-up. And then for shits and gigs, so Alex was deadlifting and I wasn't deadlifting because I was on a bit more of a time crunch, but he was like, he's deadlifting, he's trying to get into the 1,000 pound club. So I think I'll shoot for the 600 pound club because apparently they say that's what the equivalent is for women, which is stupid. But it makes sense because science. Anyways, so yeah, yesterday he was deadlifting and I was like, oh, you think I can pull this weight? And he was like, oh yeah, for sure. So I tried and my grip slipped because I didn't realize how heavy it was. So then I was like, wait, you know what? It went up though. It was just my grip. Let me just, now I know what it feels like. I'm going to try again. And I did it. And I got a good clean deadlift. And it was 225 pounds, people. 225. So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, I think my pull days have just been so rewarding. I feel like I'm seeing so much more progress with like my arm growth, and just like pull-ups have been so fun to like start integrating into my workouts, and I don't know, I'm just having a lot of fun with it. This week also, I did one today, but earlier this week, I've gone on 2 really, really short runs, just kind of, like, slowly implementing that back into my plan a little bit, but not giving up lifting for running at all this time, because I think that's why I hated it so much, because I felt like I was losing so much progress in the gym, and not really, like, and I didn't enjoy running so much. I was just doing it to do it. So I want to make sure I prioritize what I actually enjoy and still like have fun with things, but implement running a little bit here and there. So I went on 2 really, really short runs this week, and I could have gone longer, but I had my dog with me and he has arthritis. So, we take it short with him. But yeah, that's been fun. What else? Food of the week. No, I did that already. My high of the week. I guess just like, it was a good weekend. I got to see friends. I got to see family. We did a lot this weekend. But it was like, it was a good busy, and I really enjoyed being able to spend some quality time with people. It was good. just had a solid weekend. That's my high of the week. But I guess let's just kind of get into a little bit of my, I guess, workouts. I'm still doing whole foods. I did slip up. I had a few snacksidents, this weekend, which it's fine. You just bounce back. But yeah, I've, for the most part, I guess I've been doing whole foods still. I'm down a lot of scale wise, I'm down a lot of weight, which is weird to like. It's kind of weird to think about because it was never my intention was to lose weight by doing whole foods. It was just to help see better gains, just be healthier because I know my diet was where I was lacking so much and I knew it was going to make a huge difference if I did fix it up and clean it up. And it has been, and it's been really fun to see that. So that's been really encouraging to me. And honestly, like, it sounds restrictive, but it really isn't. Like, there's so many foods you can make and so many recipes that you can make that are consisting of whole foods. It's not very limiting. It is at first because it's, like, a big adjustment depending on where you're starting from, especially. But, so it's tricky at first in the sense of like, okay, figuring out what are some good meals and some alternatives to some snacks that, you know, you're giving up by doing this. What can help like fulfill your cravings and stuff like that. Just finding like good healthy alternatives to things that you're used to just having it normally in the house. But I guess to me it hasn't been that tricky after the first week and a half to 2 weeks. It's been pretty smooth going. I think I've been doing it for like 2 months now. Me and my mom both are. And it is also really helpful when you do stuff like this with somebody to kind of, it's like a sense of accountability, but also like when you're really having a struggly day with it, like to know, oh, someone else is suffering too, you know? But, and again, that was just at first, but I think it's been a really nice switch up. I felt more energetic. I feel like I have just like I feel better in ways that I didn't think I was even lacking. So I don't know, it's been really encouraging in that sense. And then I guess so I mentioned, you know, like 2 whole minutes ago that I'm starting to like slowly implement some running into my workouts or into my routine, which kind of stinks that I'm starting to want to do that now that winter is coming. But I do have a treadmill. I just don't like running on a treadmill. It gives me shin splints and it's so boring. Even when I have a show on, I just get so bored. But yeah, so I kind of want to like start doing like 2 or 3 2-milers a week, 2 to 3 milers a week, just because that's only going to take like 20 to 30 minutes to get that in. So I can do that on lifting days too. And then on the weekend, maybe get it a good 4 to 5, maybe get it up to 6 miles on the weekend, just so that. And try to sustain that for a while, especially hopefully through winter. But just to kind of like brace myself a little bit for summer, because I think it would be fun to like start training a little bit. I think I got FOMO when my family ran the marathon. I never want to run a marathon, but I think I got FOMO from that because I don't know, like it just like going to that was just like going to cheer them on and stuff. It was such like, it looked like everyone, I mean, people were definitely having struggles. They're running a marathon, but it looked like it was just like everyone was in it together. And it was just like such a cool thing to be a part of. And so I was like, well, maybe I want to start running a little bit again, but we'll see how long this holds on for. Also, I wanted to talk about my new split a little bit. I think I mentioned it before. It's push legs, pull legs. And I split my legs into 2 days. And I have a glute and hammy day and a glute and quad day. I just wanted to kind of like grow my legs a little bit more over the winter. I just want strong legs, like strong, powerful legs that can take me places. So I wanted to get another leg day in just because I'm like, well, I have 2 upper body days in my split. Like, I need to treat my leg muscles like different actual muscles too. So, that's been fun though. It's been nice to like do different lifts and stuff within each day for them. So my glute and hammy day, I have my compound lift as hip thrusts. I just go heavy and burn out the last set of those. And then quad day, my compound is squatting. And that's been really fun. I am seeing more progress too. And it's probably all just like a little, it's all playing a part in itself with between the new split, the diet. I can't say running yet because it's been twice, so definitely just those 2 things. But yeah, and then I don't know, that's been just so much fun for me. I hit 135 on bench press again on, what day was that? Friday, I think. And that was exciting because I fluctuate so much with that weight, because it's just some days I'm like, okay, I feel good, I feel ready, and I just can't get it up. And then some days I'm like, okay, I could do 2 or 3 of these, you know. It's just, weightlifting is such a fluctuating thing, and it's so dependent also, like, with your, if you're a woman, you know, like, with your cycle and stuff. And I don't know, it just makes it so frustrating sometimes, but it's so much more rewarding when you're like, okay, this is happening now, like, we're getting this up, we're moving this weight, it's feeling good, you know. So yeah, that's been fun. I do want to give a little bit of rundown on last week. So I either late developed some allergy to something. I don't know what it was. I'm cutting out eggs and honey right now because we think one of those two are the culprit. But my face, like my lips especially, just flared up so bad. They were huge. It looked like I had like just this awful batch of Botox. It looked awful. I didn't end up going to work last Friday, I don't remember. Anyways, but yeah, last Friday I didn't end up going to work because it was so embarrassing. I like didn't leave my house. It was so awful. And then my cheek started flaring up and my nose. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then now like my arms are too. So there is still something going on, even though I've cut out honey, I've cut out eggs, and we thought those would probably be the fix, but we still have some figuring out to do with it. But I was just so like down bad last weekend. I was like, I cannot record an episode. Like it like hurt to talk. So I was like, yeah, we're just gonna let this one slide. And then yeah, so now our next step is to kind of just do process of elimination, see what's causing it. And then I did go to urgent care because my boss thought it was, or she mentioned something about like shingles, and then we both like kind of freaked out. So we went to urgent care after work one day, and they were like, no, it looks like an allergy or like an autoimmune disorder. So they gave me stuff for like allergy, like this stronger medicine for allergies. And they're like, well, you know, if this doesn't work, then it's probably going to be some immune disorder and you should see a dermatologist. But I'm on day like 4 or 5 of the stuff they gave me out of 9 days total. And I haven't really, like, my face is back to normal. Thank God, that was awful. but my arms are still kind of breaking out. It's almost like hives, it looks like, but it's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But yeah, so that's been fun to deal with. So hopefully the rest of the meds like makes it go away so that we do know it is an allergy. But they said if it doesn't go away from the meds, then it's probably an immune thing and we gotta see a derm. And I don't want to do that because that's money. But yeah, that is my excuse for why I did not record an episode last week. I was just very down bad and I felt so guilty about it, but I was like, yeah, it's just not happening. Yeah, so as you guys know, or if you don't, now you do, my solo episodes are so short because it is hard to carry a conversation with yourself for a long time. We made it a whole 15 minutes. But if you guys are not already, go join the ladies. Sorry, this is just for the ladies. Go join the Facebook group called Girls Lifting Plates, especially if you're from Minnesota, because we are hosting more and more events, especially with winter coming up. Everyone's schedule is slowing down a little bit more and people can do a little bit more on the weekends. We do have one coming up this Saturday and it's super, I'm really excited for it. I'm really looking forward to it. But go join the Facebook group and see if you can come to that. We have a decent amount of girls coming, I think. And I think it's going to be really, really fun. And tell your friends about it too. Invite your friends always. Same with the Snapchat group. You can add me on Snapchat. It's KAYC-FTNS. Go ahead and add me. This is also for the girls only. Sorry. And then just swipe up and let me know that you came from either, if it was the podcast, YouTube, TikTok, whatever it was. Say you came from here and you want to be thrown in the girls lifting group chat. And you don't have to be like an avid lifter. You don't like, the only requirement is that you're female, you know? And, yeah, we post a lot of just like our daily things in there, recipes, workouts, walks, runs, stuff like that. It's just a fun little community that we have, and that's been growing. We're up to like, we're in the 20s with that, which is fun. But yeah, so go join that. Go subscribe to the YouTube. This episode will not be on YouTube because, I don't want to do that by myself. That's awkward still for me. But go subscribe to the YouTube channel and the Instagram. Go follow that. They're the same. It's Girls on the Move Podcast. Super simple, straightforward, easy to remember. So you really don't have an excuse. You should go follow and subscribe. If you wouldn't mind rating this podcast, that also helps me a lot. And then go follow my personal socials, which I feel like I've been doing a lot better on posting on TikTok and Instagram Reels. I'm trying to keep that up just to get it like a little bit more traffic here and there, you know. But they're both KAY.ANN.fitness, so K.AN.fitness. That's both my Instagram and my TikTok. I'd really appreciate a follow on those, and I hope you guys come back next week to chat with us more. Yeah, thank you. Bye.